The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This podcast is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. It's an online university and also a one-on-one and group coaching business that's there to help enlighten, to raise the consciousness, and help the individual truly thrive in every area of their life. We have a new online class that is now available called Life Mastery. And what this five-week course is all about is teaching you the rules of life, how to create life mastery in your life, how to become the master of your life to thrive and create all that you desire. In this five-week course, we dive deep into spiritual laws, universal laws, quantum physics, neurology, functional neurology, to back up all the concepts that we bring to the table to give you a platform to utilize and to really help grow and expand. Right now, we have a ton of amazing bonuses that are going on while you sign up for the class, and we even offer a two-week money-back guarantee if you don't like the program. To check out more about it, go to www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic, and you're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you here. Excited to have you tune in to another amazing episode as we continue to crank out, finish up this 2020 year strong with all the content we've been sharing and so much more. In this podcast, I really wanted to get into the aspect of truly grasping and understanding the concepts of when it comes to life in general, but focusing on the principles or code to live by. A lot of times we have things that we choose to do in our life and certain aspects, what I would call non-negotiables. Okay, and non-negotiables, what those are, is just basically things no matter what happens, no matter what it is, you do not budge. I mean, it's an absolute, okay? I like to call those codes. It's like a rule book. It's a code. It's a program. The program runs. No matter what happens, the program will always run that way. It does not have an if and then. It does not have any other aspects to change the program. It is what it is. This is how it works, okay? Now, when that happens is when you live your life from that perspective, you got to look at what the codes are, because those codes create rituals. Those rituals create beliefs. Those beliefs create habits. These things continue to move on and they create this process. Okay. For me, I have a ton of codes I live by. I create many different codes. Like one of them is never give in, never surrender. No matter what I face in my life, no matter what situation I'm into, no matter what shows up, I'm never going to give in to the situation. I'm never going to give in to my emotions. And I'm never going to surrender. Because no matter what, I'm not giving in to that. Because if I do, I lose. If I do, I fail. Why? Because I've experienced that before in my life. Think about your own life. How many times when you had that scary feeling in your stomach and you're like, I don't know if I should do this, and you didn't do it, how did you feel? How were you afterwards? Sometimes, and I will say it's not always a guarantee, nothing's always black and white. There are times where I've made that decision and I was actually happy with it. Like I was like, wow, I'm so happy. But I'll tell you, those are very few in between. Most of the time I'm like, man, but what if? I don't know. What if this didn't go this way? What if it, you know, and I was pressurized in the life. I've gone through many things. A lot of people tell me I'm a risk taker. Some people think I'm crazy. Some people think I'm not wise when I make certain decisions. Call it what it is. Jesus was ridiculed. He was judged. I don't care if I get a judge then. But one of the things is I learned through the process is that I didn't want to live with regrets. And so when I started to make choices, I was like, man, if I don't do this and don't give an experience with that, then I don't know. I may have a regret later and I don't want that. I've heard so many people, you know, share regrets. I grew up where I wish I continued to do this. I wish I had this ambition. I wish, right? I should have did this. You should all over yourself. But what about if you just did what you felt that you needed to do? Like internally, you had this intuition, the knowingness within you, that infinite, beautiful being, who you really are, the essence that is always infinite. And you know how to tap into that and use that and feel, right? Emotions are a huge indicator. In my book, Rediscover Your Greatness, I talk a lot about emotions. In my online course coming up, Life Mastery, I teach it. I share how you can use emotions to guide you in your life and so much more. But it's one of the things where how you can use that in a principle to really help you in some way, shape, or form, guide you in a way to do something. I've done it many times. I remember when I was in chiropractic school. I'll never forget April. It was 2009, right? I did not want to come back to Chicago. I wanted to practice somewhere else. And I was actually looking at Italy and a couple other places. I was really looking to venture off. I didn't want to go back home. But somewhere around April, I was listening to some nice soft music, doing a meditation and all this stuff. And I'll never forget, there was something that happened. There was like this deep gut feeling that hit me. And it was like, you got to go home. Chicago's where you need to start your life. And I was like, I'm graduating in 5 months. I was about a month and a half away from finishing clinic early. So I was like, okay. I've trusted this feeling before. I went to Arizona State, 3.5 hours, never been away from my family, 3.5 hours away on an airplane, 18 years old, making that choice. I did it again, going to school to Dallas, instead of choosing the school 2.5 hours away where I could have just drove home to see my family every weekend if I wanted. But those were gut feelings. Those were things that happened. And so I had to trust it again because it always worked out. There's other situations in my life where I made those choices and it always worked out. Sometimes I didn't have logic to back it up, but it always worked out, right? It always worked out. So I said, you know what? I got to trust this. And made that decision. And now what was interesting in my life, I looked in the first couple of years and, you know, I had my grandfather who passed away, who I was dearly, dearly close to. And, there's other situations that happened. My grandmother, a couple of years ago passed away and met my wife. There's big things that happen. And it's one of the things where I'm like, interesting. I bounced around with my practice and all these other things. But the key thing is that There's this code that I live by through that process that when I made the decision, no matter what happens, no matter what I face, no matter what it shows up, I'm never going to give in and I'm never going to surrender. And I've used it I got an award as being one of the best best under 40, and it was like 12 entrepreneurs or individuals, professionals who were chosen out of like 30 some communities. So I was that was a big award. Didn't see it coming. Don't know who nominated me. Still don't know who nominated me. Whoever that is, thank you for nominating me. But they chose me and it was really great. And I remember in my speech, I shared my quote at the end, just saying, just never give in and never surrender. And it's been a code that I live by in everything I do. And it's the other code I live by is, make a choice and move forward and go with it. See how it plays out. Even when you think it may not work, continue to go through to see it through. There's different codes I have and things I live by when it comes to my health, how I eat, nutrition, when it comes to mindset, meditating, practicing that with my wife, my family, whatever it is. I live by codes and those are non-negotiables. I don't budge. Some people call it stubborn. Some people call it XYZ. For me, it's just not giving in and having a parameter and having rules and guidelines to guide me in my life so that I can set them. The beautiful thing about this is I can change them anytime I want. So if something's not working out, well, let's refine the code. What does that mean? What am I going to commit to? And it really works wonders because then you start to show up with integrity. You don't give in. You don't sway away. You stay to your principles. And in today's world, we need more principle. We need more people being principled and honoring their word. You got to hold your word. Whatever you say, follow through with it. I've done a lot of stuff where it comes to my word. And if I give my word, I try to stick to that as much as I can. I am human. I fail at times. Ask my wife. She can share that one very well. But I still commit to it as much as I possibly can to be the best version of me. And so when you're looking at your life, here's what I want you to do. What are rules that you're living by that you don't even know? What is a code that you're living by that you probably don't even know? Sometimes if you don't set the code, the world sets it for you. Okay. And there's a whole podcast I'm going to talk about that, where it comes into, if you don't set the intention or the vibe of how you want to live your life every single day and all that, the world will program it for you. Okay. The machine is always working, whether you believe it or not. And so the universe is another thing that's always working, whether and always listening to you. But also there's a machine. I call it the machine. It's funny because the Matrix calls it the machine too. But it's one of the things where there is a collective consciousness of humanity. And that collective, if you are not trying to raise the bar and be intentional, the collective will control you. And I'll do a podcast that goes deep in that. But codes are the same way. Sometimes people just believe that this is the way things need to be. It's X, Y, and Z, and that's just how it is. No, it doesn't have to be that way. Or this is how we always did it. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's change it. I remember, you know, I'm big into traditions, and Christmas is a big one for Italians. I grew up, man, I used to love Christmas Eve. I'd be cooking from 8 in the morning with my mom till 6 o'clock at night, and we have 50, 60 people over. It was amazing. I loved that we would eat and drink and enjoy. We'd go to Mass at midnight, come back, we'd be drinking and eating till 3, 4 in the morning. You know, we have homemade Italian wine, so it was always a great to have with food. We had the best of the best fish. I mean, it's 11 fishes we would eat, and all the amazing sweets that would come in, and we have second, third, fourth rounds. I mean, we would pig out, right? Great times. And well, as families get bigger, then they get smaller. And, you know, there's always these inner dynamics when it comes to families. They all have them. But one of the things that was interesting is that I remember one time I was telling my mom, Christmas Eve was coming. I said, let's do things a little different. Well, what do you want to do? We're still going to do the 7 or 11 fishes, because Italians either do a 7 or 11. It's roughly around there. And I said, let's change it up. Let's keep the tradition, but let's change it up. Why do we have to do the same thing over and over redundantly? Let's put our own little twist on it. Let's twist it around a little bit. Let's make this a little different. But we'll still enjoy the process. And we did, and we've done it. And we've changed traditions in a way where we're still keeping a tradition, but we've done it a little different. We put our little touch on things. And that's what I always recommend for you. No matter what you do in life, don't follow people religiously. Don't do everything they do. I was one of those. You know, learn from people, but then put your touch on it. Don't steal from them and then make it yours and say it's me. You know, always give credit where credit's due. You know, I'm not who I am today because of me. I am who I am today because of a cultivation of a ton of things that have accumulated in my life, my ancestors, and so much more. People I've learned and listened to, the books I've read, everything, the videos I watch, workshops I've done, people I surround myself with. That's accumulation of who I am today, okay? I wouldn't be that person if it wasn't for them. But at the same token, how do I put my own spin on something? As a chiropractor, I have my own way of expressing chiropractic. It's probably very similar to a lot of other chiropractors who are similar to me. But I have my own verbiage I use, the way I like to explain it, the process I take my patients through. It's the way I've done it. I followed so many people for so long that I got to a point where I was like, I'm running around in circles because I do this, and then this person does it, and then there's this next successful person, and they have a great process that they do, so let me go follow them, and then this person does it. Oh my God, they have a great successful process. And then, blah, 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 and you get where I'm going here. And so eventually I was like, I'm done with that. I'm just going to, how do I want to run my practice? How do I want to speak and share my message? How do I want to show what chiropractic is? And, you know, make sure I'm backed by science, backed by the art and philosophy of what chiropractic is, and so much more. The same thing is a mindset. I have to look in different ways of how I wanted to look at the mindset. You can go Google mindset and mindfulness and all that. And there's a ton of people out there. You can listen to my podcast. I have a ton of people on here too that do it. But I wanted to share it in a different way. Right? And I always tell you, like, for example, a little quick commercial here. I have an online course coming up. It's available right here, right now. The special last ends end of 2020. You get the whole course for $249. You can go look at the show notes in the link. It gives you all the information, what you're getting, the value behind it. It's really powerful. But one of the things about this course is I teach in the aspects of you know, how to become that master of your life. Okay. And you take these principles and curriculums, and I teach you about how to tap into emotions, how to use emotions. I talk about the rules of life, the laws, and all these other fun things that come with it. And the thing about that is it gives you an opportunity to grasp. And I always share in my workshops, you're going to hear things you've heard before. It's not like it's brand new stuff. I think we got to stop creating. I mean, it's okay to create new stuff. I'm okay with that. But it's like everyone's twisting a word around and saying, oh my God, this is the brand newest thing, which it's the same thing that someone said before and the same thing that someone said before. And I'm not taking away the energy from that, because that's good marketing. That's good branding. You know, I know the business side of that. But when it comes down to it, what people have said who've taken my course before is that you didn't share anything. You didn't share something new in a sense. People who've studied quantum physics and universal laws and spiritual laws. Here's the magic. What they do say is they go, but the way you put it together made perfect sense. How, you gave us big picture and how we can interpret it and put that into our life and how it could play a role in our life. And that's the beauty of the course. Take a look below. Take advantage of it. It's going to be the lowest price we ever have it at. We are bumping the price January 1st, and it's going to be a huge class. I highly, highly, highly recommend checking it out. It's 5 weeks. You get it for the whole, I think, 6 months or the whole year. And the other thing about that is if you don't like the course within two weeks, you get your money back. No hassle. I'm not going to hold you to it. If you don't like it, why should I keep you there? It's not about the money at the end of the day for me. It's really just creating content and programs to help people, because at the end of the day, I wish I had that for me. Just to be, keep it truthful. So back to the topic of the show, keeping a code. Start learning to create codes in your life. Start choosing something. Make it non-negotiables. Call it a code. Call it a rule. Call it a guide. Call it whatever you want. But set the standard. Okay? As Tony Robbins says, the standards are whatever your standards are is what you're going to accept. So raise the bar. Start challenging yourself and holding yourself to that. Hold yourself accountable to those standards of what you're going to choose, the codes that you follow. I promise you, when you follow these codes and you stick to them, life does change. It's amazing how things transform when you just stick to it and put the energy behind it. So look at your life and set the rules. Create a rule book for your life and say, these are the things I follow. This is what I do. And this is how I am. Know that it will change. Mine have changed also. They do change over time because your values change. A lot of things change and some things are more important than others. There's some times where this was really important for me, so I set a code to that. And then as I got older, it wasn't as valuable anymore. So I started to shift my codes around to make sure that there are some things that I follow. But the one thing is I never give in and never surrender. That's been a code of mine ever since I was younger, that I would, no matter what, I will always, always thrive. I will always come out of any situation winning. And winning, it doesn't mean from an ego standpoint. It's just learning something, grasping something, and becoming better or becoming more aware or raising my consciousness and my vibration. Those are the things that matter most. So no matter what happens, like another code of my life, no matter what happens in life, it's always going to be for the better, the good of all. It's always something, no matter what happens, there's always going to be good behind it. And there's always going to be something there that I can gain and learn to become better or more consciousness or more aware when it comes to my life. So have fun making the codes. If you have any questions or need help with it, shoot me an email at drvic@empoweryourreality.com. Check out the online class. I'm telling you, it is life transformational. Don't take my word for it. Click the link in the show notes. And what you will see is people talking about their stories of what they went through in that course. And so this course is huge. It's monumental. And it really is substance to really transform your life. Also, if it's the first time you're listening to the podcast, I want to thank you. Please subscribe, share a like, let us let people know, helps us get the word out of this podcast. And more importantly, if you were very moved or you're inspired, or you know someone who needs to hear this message, pay it forward by sharing it with them. And thank you for those who are listeners and subscribers regularly. Cannot appreciate and thank you so much for doing that. It really helps out the podcast to get it rising up there, getting people more exposed to it, and really helping transform this world. So we can raise the bar on consciousness. We can raise the vibration by teaching people there's no rules in life except the ones you create. And by always knowing that, hey, based on this episode, create the code for your life, creates a set for where, the mode of where you want to go. I was trying to make that the rhyme. But appreciate you guys. Until next time, keep rocking. Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.